Hello everyone. This week I had the rather uncomfortable experience of a long-standing student telling me he no longer wanted to study with me anymore at this present time. When I asked him why that was, he told me it was because the material we are studying now, which happens to be one of the introductions that Rabbi Ashlag wrote to the Kabbalah, specifically the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, is material that he had studied previously on more than one occasion, and therefore he felt he did not want to participate further in the shiur. However, he did add that if I were to start a shiur of more advanced material, which he had not yet studied, I should let him know. I am sure we will continue to be friends, but I do not agree with his perspective. It is important to consider how and why we learn and to come to understand how to give to the material rather than receive from it. Let me explain what I mean. When we learn material that is new to us, we feel excited, maybe curious, our interest is caught. What is going to happen next? There is a certain effort involved in breaking new ground, trying to understand it. However, although effort is involved, one would still classify such learning as learning for one's own self-use. Because such learning, even though we certainly have to put effort into it, satisfies one of the greatest wills to receive oneself alone that the human being has, and that is the will to receive knowledge. Effort that is made in the service of the will to receive does not count as altruistic giving. On the contrary, our will to receive, known in the Kabbalah as the body, will agree to give up its rest and put out effort if it thinks that by doing so it will gain something which is more pleasurable or more satisfying instead. The acquisition of knowledge certainly falls into that category, even spiritual knowledge. Altruistic giving to the material is a different paradigm. Study of this type requires an emptying of our little selves, emptying ourselves of any previous learning we may have had of the material, and allowing the words to speak to us as if it is for the first time. I recommend to my students, when you come to the shiur, put yourself in a corner and come fresh. Giving to the learning thus means allowing a space within ourselves for the soul to listen to the words. When we do so, we do find that something very amazing happens. We find that just that very paragraph we are learning becomes the very material we need that day for our soul's growth. We find that making a space for the material within ourselves, giving to it, without any expectations, but simply putting the energy into the material, even though it is a text we may have learnt not once or twice, but thousands of times, enables it to speak to us with a new voice every single time. It's like the words of the prayers or the Parshat Shavua, the weekly biblical reading. How can we say these same words day after day? How can we read these same Torah readings year by year? Because when we are working in affinity with the soul, giving to the prayers and giving to the learning, we find new connections which are vital and alive. We become fully present to the learning we are undertaking. We find that material we thought we understood has levels of depths in it we simply hadn't touched before. Rabbi Yehuda Lev Ashlag, in the talk that he gave mocking the completion of the commentary of the Zohar that appears in his book Matan Torah, quotes the Gemara as follows: "The service of the Torah is greater than the learning of the Torah." The sages of the Gemara learn this dictum from the scripture when Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, who was a God-fearing king, asked, when there was a question of going to war, "Is there a prophet of God of whom we can inquire?" Someone answered him by saying, "There is Elisha ben Shaphat, who poured water over the hands of Elijah." The scripture does not relate that Elisha learned from Elijah, which of course he did, but that he poured water over his hands. From this we may learn that serving one's teacher is greater than learning from him, even if what we are talking about as a service is a simple action. Such service, Rabbi Ashlag teaches, brings us into affinity of form with the sage in the inner meaning of mouth to mouth, whereas learning from the teacher is mouth to ear alone. Now I understood what this passage means. If my friend is studying because he's looking for information, then of course he will want something new. But this is called mouth to ear only. It is information for himself. It is serving himself. The question remains, with our teacher, Rabbi Ashlag, no longer being in this world, can we serve him and thus receive from him mouth to mouth, and not merely learn from him mouth to ear? I think the answer is yes, in many ways. In as many ways as there are people, but they can all be summed up as follows. The generations of the tzaddik, or the fruits of the tzaddik, are his good deeds. By allowing the teaching that he brought to enter into our lives, and working with our understanding of his teaching in order to change our lives from receiving for oneself alone to giving altruistically, we are putting into living practice the work he taught in his lifetime. This must only be a tremendous service to him. It brings to the tzaddik the fruits of his labour. And therefore, learning in this way is a service which brings us into affinity of form with the tzaddik just as surely as pouring water for him would have done in his lifetime if we had been so privileged to do. So, my answer to my friend has to be that of course he has free choice, and I respect that. But emptying the mind and giving our being over to learn and putting into practical application what we are learning, so that the work of the tzaddik comes through us in actual practice, causes that we become in affinity of form with the sage, and we find that his works are ever fresh and ever vital, every single time. Not only this, but it is when we give to the learning that the light in Torah brings us back to the good path. It helps us advance on our spiritual path, and one day will bring us into affinity of form, not only with the tzaddik, but with God.